Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What ghosts lie hidden in the archives of espionage? What story might an unassuming item yield when placed under the right light? I'm Alice Loxton, and this is a history of the world in spy objects. The history of espionage is full of enigmatic objects. Items whose meaning and purpose are hidden, obscure, until placed in the right hands. Exactly the same can be said of the world of modern art.
I'm Joana Vasconcelos. I'm a Portuguese artist. I'm talking to you from the studio here in Lisbon. I work mainly with the Portuguese tradition, with Portuguese crafts. But I also use a lot of technology within my work. So I integrate different materials and I connect them, creating normally a new object in a new dimension.
Joana Vasconcelos is lauded the world over for her spectacular large-scale sculptures. It's one of her own works that she's introducing to our archives because it deals, in part, with her country's own history of surveillance.
War Games is a piece that I've done with my first car, a Maurice Oxford from the 60s.
The 1960s was a time of great cultural change in Portugal. The final years of the Salazar dictatorship that had defined the nation for four decades. Joana was born just as that dictatorship was collapsing. Her grandfather on her mother's side had worked for the military under Salazar's rule. He died just after Joana was born, so she never had the chance to ask him anything about his life. But growing up, she heard stories, mostly from her grandmother, who survived him.
She will always talk about the beauty of my grandfather, how he would dress in white, how he was good with the horses, like any regular family. You hear how your grandfather was a very just man, very intelligent. He knew a lot about mathematics, and he was a special man, as everybody told me. He had many people coming to him for advice. And my grandmother would always describe the big parties that she would held, all the receptions, the lunches, the dinners, and she would organize very large parties. And I never understood why, because in a way, my grandfather never had a big ranking. Officially, he was a military, but he never got to be a general. He had the post before that.
Something didn't add up. Her grandfather's military rank didn't justify all the grandeur. It was only after her grandmother passed away that more clues came to light.
When my grandmother dies, nobody else was there, but I was there the day that she died. And they asked me to stay. I was with my cousin, and we went to her room. And when we moved around things, her closet and everything, we moved around the mattress of her bed. And when we moved the mattress, we understood there was something underneath. So when we lifted up, there was this frame full of medals. It had a red velvet behind, these traditional frames. And then I understood there was some Portuguese medals and Spanish medals. And I said, this is really strange. He had the most important medals from the Portuguese government and from the Spanish government, the highest rankings. And I understood that his rank, military rank, didn't justify those medals. And that's how I started asking and thinking, what happened here, you know?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Joanna's first thought on discovering a secret collection of medals beneath her grandfather's bed was to offer them to her mother. They had belonged to her father, after all. But Joanna's parents were dyed-in-the-wool rebels. At the time of Joanna's birth in 1971, they lived in Paris, a hotbed of revolutionary politics, where Joanna's father was part of the Portuguese anti-colonial movement, supporting independence for Angola, Mozambique, Guinea-Bissau, and Portugal's other colonies. Joanna's mother had come to join him, against the wishes of her father, the beautiful military man dressed in white. The young couple only returned to Portugal when the dictatorship was all over. Suffice to say, Joanna's mother felt ambivalent about the mysterious prizes from two dictatorships that had been hiding under the bed.
My mother and my two uncles had a big discussion over those medals that I will never forget. It was one of the biggest discussions I've seen. Who would take the medals? Nobody wanted. So I ended up guarding the medals myself for a while.
The secrets hidden in those medals loomed large in Joanna's conscience. What had her grandfather done to earn them? Why would no one in her family tell her?
Nobody talked about it until I start understanding that my grandfather had worked for the two dictators. And when I start understanding that he had a life of being a kind of a personality that was behind the scene, giving a lot of information regarding the civil war in Spain and the colonial war in Portugal. And nobody really wanted to talk about it.
As Joanna dug for answers, pressing relatives for information that they'd rather hold on to, gradually a clearer picture began to emerge. Her adored grandfather had played a very specific role in his secretive military career.
I discovered that he was a specialist in ballistics and that he was the advisor for both dictators in preparing the attacks, the military attacks.
The impact of the revelation left Joanna awestruck. Her grandfather had been an advisor to both Salazar and General Franco's military dictatorships, furnishing them each with intelligence to facilitate violent acts of oppression. Oppression against his own people.
And that brought a lot of sadness because many people died because of the intelligence of my grandfather. And we had to look into that and think, wow, you know, this leaves a lot of pain and leaves a lot of unpleasant memories, I think. And I think my grandmother had to find a way to deal with all that, creating this imaginary, beautiful world that in the end was not a kind of fairy tale of parties and influencer personality. But behind that, there was another personality that had a military purpose and a completely different aspect of love.
So this is how Joanna's sculpture, War Games, emerged. An artwork that's about two lives, two worlds.
I covered the car completely from the top to the bottom with these plastic shotguns, and I put all of them to the back of the car. And so the car became a war machine. Inside, you have all sorts of colors because on the back seat of the Morris, it's full of Disney toys. And so you have, you know, Cinderella, and you have all sorts of Mickey Mouse and all of them. And on the top of the inside of the car hanging, you have these animals moving around. But they're like little pigs and penguins and monkeys. So inside is very colorful and it looks like any kids' room all over the world. So it's fluffy, it's colorful, it's soft. And the outside is all in black, which is the color of the Morris, and you have all the shotguns pointing on the back, and you have the red LED lights doing like if there were bullets going to the back. The War Games piece is about those two sides, the paradox of the private life, the family, where you project a kind of kindness and a kind of softness, and the more public life where you have all the guns shooting in your back, and this idea of war in the sense of, in a way, intimate war that you can have within yourself. So it's like your private life, your public life, and how you deal with all that. In my grandfather, it was an extreme relation between the two. And in a way, I think all of us, we tried to get that together in a better way, but he had two different lives.
In War Games, Joanna depicts the contradictions of her grandfather's life, of her family's history, in a bold, explicit way. She's not shy in facing up to it.
You cannot hide violence with softness. And so, in a way, it's better to see it and to acknowledge it than to cover it. So in my family, it did a lot of damage covering it. And what I can learn today is that it's better to accept and to forgive than to keep on hiding it. It's a trauma that continues in the families, that doesn't stop. It goes on from one generation to the other. I'm part of this family, and I also share the past of this family. So I find my own way to deal with it. And people think, oh, it's only the moment then the war goes away and that's it. No, it doesn't. What I learned from my family is that it doesn't. So the wrongdoing of somebody in the back of, you know, your grandfather will affect you. And how you deal with it, that's the big question. And through my work, I try to talk about things that people connect to, because many other families have this problem. So in a way, through my work, I can deal with certain issues, which are personal issues, of course, but I can always touch other people.
Spain and Portugal both continue to be affected by the legacy of their respective dictatorships. The lingering trauma has torn communities and families apart.
Each one of us has to learn to see and to forgive and to acknowledge that, and there's always your share of it, which is you are part of that family too. So in a way, how you deal with your past is, there's many ways, many techniques. I do a lot of therapy and I do a lot of other things. I even did a family constellation about the subject, and it was quite interesting because we understood the extension of the death that my grandfather caused. And I'm sorry for all the families that lost their own loved ones. And I'm sorry that he was part of that. And I hope that there's a kind of transformation that you can help to be part of.
It's Joanna's hope that her art will help families like hers face up to the complicated realities of generational trauma. But what about her own inheritance of violence? What happened to the medals?
At the beginning, I look at them as a recognition of his values. And only later, I understood that they were also responsible for a lot of death. And in that moment, I said, I don't want these medals anymore. So they were given to the military museum,
which is where they have stayed in unflinching light, their truth finally exposed once and for all. I'm Alice Loxton. More secrets await in the next episode of A History of the World in Spy Objects from Spyscape Studios. If you like this podcast, please give it a 5-star rating or leave a review. Ratings and reviews help other people discover the series and help us bring you more episodes like this one. Or why not forward the podcast to a friend? And thank you for listening.